Good morning. It is Saturday, June the 20th, 2020, 8:45 a.m. It's too hot to be out here. The ambient temperature is only 60 degrees, so in the shade, it's not too bad. In the shade, it's really quite comfortable. It's really quite lovely. I'm walking in the shade now. That feels great, having walked the last quarter mile with the sun beating on my back. Feels really good. But that's what I get for sleeping until 7:30, almost 8 o'clock. By the time I got woke up, I got a cup of coffee, a couple pieces of toast in me. It was already too late. But I didn't walk yesterday. I got my timing all freaked up yesterday. Yesterday was a mess. So I figured I better get out today and get a walk in, get the blood moving again. I don't want to have another long streak where I didn't walk at all. And if I only walk 3 or 4 days and then miss a day, that's better than not walking at all for 3 months. Not that that's happened. I have walked sporadically at best. I think there were 7 or 8 days that I walked in May. I want to have more than that in June, which means I pretty much need to walk every other day this month. Anyway, no, I think I got 4 or 5 already. Anyway, where am I? I'm spending too much brain power on Science Fiction Writers of America, I'll tell you that. Too much attention. Nothing I can really talk about, but let's just say it's taken a lot of time, it's taken a lot of attention, it's taken a lot of focus that I really need to be spending someplace else. And then my frustration with it turns into marathon Fallout 4 sessions as I just try to slaughter as many mutants as I can find. So anyway, here I am out, I'm walking. There's a lot more people out here at 8:30 in the morning or 8:45 in the morning than there are 7:30. I think I really need to make my goal of 6:30 getting out in that first hour after sunrise. Sunrise here is at 5:30. Getting out at 6:30 would be ideal. To begin with, it prevents me from starting a Fallout 4 session before I've had a chance to actually think about what I want to do for the day. And really, that's one of the key things. One of my key takeaways about the walk. When I was walking at midday through the cold months, I sort of got out of the habit of using the walk as kind of a morning clearinghouse. It was a midday check-in, but and usually it was after I did my words for the day, which was, now that I think about it, that's pretty interesting. Because I tried to get my words in before I did the walk. I'm still extremely frustrated, and it's showing in my unwillingness to take on new tasks. But I'm extremely frustrated by the fact that I haven't got another story working now that I'm still working on sorting out Troy Harbor. I'm not making very much progress on it either, if I'm going to be brutally, brutally honest. It's common, but it's coming slowly. Dribs and drabs here and there. I think I have most of the pieces broken apart. Although, I probably shouldn't say that. Every time I say that, I go back, I sit down, and I realize that, no, you don't. No, you don't. You don't really. You're down to the last six files of auto story. I realize that needs a little bit of explanation. Writing in for the words, you really don't want to have any chunk of writing to be more than 10,000 words. Because the web interface gets unreliable at that point. At least that's what I've heard. There are several warnings about that in their forums, and I honestly haven't wanted to test it. So I keep my files, I keep my sections down to 5,000 to 7,000 words, and then I just, when I get a scene break, I just start a new file. And because you can organize your files into projects, each of the files goes into one header, and you can export the whole file, you can export the whole project as a collection of files, which makes it really nice, because I can take that word, that web-based writing, and export it to a word processing document and work directly from the document to turn it into the second draft, which is what I'll be doing when I do Dark Knight Origins. I don't know if that's going to be what I'll do when I get back into Hostage, the Barbarian book I'm writing with my daughter. I don't know if that's what I'm going to do, if I will take the Scrivener file and export it to a word processing document so that I can see it as a word processing document rather than as a collection of individual files within Scrivener. I really do not like Scrivener for drafting or editing. I think it's because I tend to want to see the whole story as a unit, even if it's broken into chapters, but as a file, as a unit, as this is the manuscript. And I can go through the manuscript from top to bottom and hit every piece of it without having to think of, okay, which piece am I on now so that I can find the next piece and make sure that I go to the next one. Even working in Sigil, which is what I use for laying out the ebooks. Even working in Sigil is, it's nice because I can use Find and Replace, but I'm never working on a whole book in Sigil. I'm never looking at the text. Oh God, look at this. Three people, two dogs, all in one clump. They're taking up the whole sidewalk. and I'm right beside the prairie dogs. Give me some room here. Morning. Good morning. Okay. Pass them. No monk post today because they were all clotted right around the monk post. I couldn't get to it. I'm not going to run back and tap it now. Yeah, somebody else with a dog. I definitely have to get out earlier because this is tedious. Morning. So sunny day. Shoot, I need to do more Pacific business after today too. Tedious. Two more years. My second term starts in July. We'll have a presidential election. I'll get a new president for my last year. We'll see how that works out. It's been interesting to watch the public reaction to CIFWA's Black Lives Matter initiatives. It's probably as far as I should take that sentence and stop right there. What else do I want to talk about? I don't know. Gotta get out on the street because I've got this sidewalk all dug up. It's something clipping here. I hate it when the wires of the headset rub together because the vibration carries up to the earpiece. It makes it sound like I'm putting noise in the file. Sometimes it actually does, but most of the time it doesn't. It's just irritating. It's like walking in corduroy pants. Zoom, 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 zoom. Okay, there's a guy walking outside wearing a mask. I don't wear a mask when I walk outside. I just make sure I never get within 10 feet of anybody else. Which seems on its face to be relatively safe. Oh, the big news yesterday was I got my new glasses. They do look like safety glasses. They sort of look like... the clear plastic goggles that you might get in chemistry lab or something. They're large frames. They're plastic. After not wearing glasses for so long, they're not very comfortable. They're very rigid. But I'm sure my face will break into them eventually. Morning. For years I wore wire frames that had the little nose pinchers, and it's taken all of this time and the indents on the side of my nose are still there. But these bigger frames just, you know, they just perch on your nose like they were sunglasses or something. And they're wider than my face. I'm used to having my eyes covered by glass and then nothing else. These are, like, wider than my face. One kid loves them. I love them. The other kid is a little bit... okay. This is kind of cool. And my wife is, well, as long as you like them, I guess that's what matters. And I don't blame her. I really only wear them in front of the computer. I don't need them to read on my phone, because if I have trouble with the phone, I just make the text larger. Which I don't really have to do, as a rule. Well, the only time it's a problem is when somebody sends me a goddamn PDF. It's like, really? You sent a PDF? What the... I had somebody try to come tell me that PDFs are more secure. So I modified the PDF and sent it back to him. I said, really? How is it more secure? And I said, well, you can't change it. And I said, read the file I sent back. And of course, it was completely different. But you couldn't really tell that it wasn't the original, because I just mixed and matched the words that were already there, clipped them out in a image editor, pasted them back in again, exported it as a PDF, and as far as anybody can tell, that's what the original document said. And the idea that a PDF is secure is... I don't know. Maybe some forms are, but the idea that it's secure is laughable. Particularly the way most people are using PDFs. It's like, really? Why? I got some guy who really wants me to read his book on PDF, and I'm like, fuck no. Pardon my French, but fuck no. You don't want me to read a word processing document? Fine. Send me an ebook so I can read it on my phone. Well, yeah, but that changes all the formatting. Yeah? Duh? Which point? It's the nature of the world. You don't get to say how your book looks. The reader gets to say how your book looks. So spending all the time, spending all the effort, figuring out how to make it look exactly the way you want, you have to understand that it's not going to look that way when the reader gets it. The only time that happens is in print. And print, frankly, my dear, if you're living on print, shit out of luck. Why? How vituperous this morning. At least vehement. At any rate, I am at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.